he going to disagree with me? If so, we need to have the dump button ready. My longtime friend George Brockler, who is currently running for Attorney General. And by the way, he's not telling me to say that. Should still be running for governor, but hello, George.
How are you, my man?
Good. Bring it on, baby.
Look, I'm not the thing is, I'm not here to disagree with you. I'm here. I'm listening, as I always do when I'm driving, you know, to go to a kid's thing in the afternoon. I've got you on.
Thank you.
And I hear you talking about this, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I feel exactly the same way.
Whoa.
When I got this email from Douglas County yesterday, Sunday, at like 4:10 p.m.
Right.
That said, hey, everybody, we're going to have to – you get 3 days advance notice to figure out what to do with your four kids in public school because – we've got a bunch of teachers who have decided to pick that Thursday. Now, let me tell you what infuriates me, and you've hit upon all the right things. Do you remember that Friday was an in-service day for the teachers? The kids had no school in Douglas County this past Friday because it was an in-service day.
Correct.
So, you know, color me confused, but if you're going to walk out and protest, why not pick a day that only inconveniences you?
Because that's not how it's working.
The kids,
right.
And me.
Right.
Well, that's outrageous. So, I mean, look, I love my kids' teachers. I mean, I go to the parent-teacher conferences. I go to the school anytime I get a chance. I love these folks. I think they're hardworking. And frankly, you know this, but they're going to launch a ballot measure this year in our county, you're in my county, mm-hmm. to increase the mill levy, to do an exemption from the mill levy limitation so that they can pay teachers more. And I'll be honest. In my mind, up until this point, I was like, you know what? I would give that strong consideration because I want to have the best of the best. I love these teachers. I think they work really. And then this thing happens, and it was like someone flipped the light switch, buddy. And
let
I'm
me
like,
tell you,
are you kidding me?
George, you know what what I think this is? And to me, this is – they're not flipping the light switch. They're flipping us the bird. That's what I don't like. And I'm telling you – again, I just because I know there are teachers listening that are like, you guys don't understand. You're misinformed. Every one of you at KNUS and all these media people, you think that you're on top of this. This is not the right way to do it, in my estimation. And I don't know if I could get an email or a phone call that would convince me otherwise. This is flipping the bird to parents. And I'm sorry this sounds dramatic, but I'm emotional about it. The kids right now and families in all of these counties where these school districts are going to be closed, we're just – the parents are collateral damage. The kids don't care. It's the parents that obviously are going to be inconvenienced the most in most cases.
You're talking to one, and I know you're one too. Look, I love Joanne's email. I didn't agree with 100% of it, but I loved it. It did tell me some things I didn't know. But here are the questions any parent in Douglas County ought to be asking. And that is, one, when did this start to get planned to get underway? Mm-hmm. I mean, were these guys completely shocked by the fact that on Saturday they had a bunch of people calling sick? If so, what kind of leadership is that you don't know what's coming down the road when the rest of the school districts surrounding you are canceling school for these walkouts? Two, why couldn't it be on Friday? I need a teacher from Douglas County to call into your show and explain why it made more sense to cancel it on a Thursday when parents had to scramble than it did on a Friday for an in-service day that had been planned since the beginning of the school year. Someone's got to explain that. And then I really do want to know, were these people required to take leave? Were they required to take leave? So if a teacher says, hey, I don't want to protest, I just want to come into school and teach, do they have to take a day off? Here's why I think the answer is no. Because I know that one of my daughter's teachers in high school out here in Douglas County is still going to have class, voluntary. Kids can come in, get extra credit, can work towards the test that they're going to take. And I thought, that teacher right there, that teacher has guts. I respect them. And that's the reason I would vote for increased pay. But if you're going to cancel out on my kids and your kids and show up at the Gold Dome for a couple hours to protest money that, by the way, the state doesn't even provide us. You and I, as taxpayers in Douglas County, have more impact over their pay than the state does. If they're going to make that choice to inconvenience you, me, and my kids, you just lost me, man. And when are they going to make up this school day? Are they going to extend the school year to make, or are they going to treat it like, well, we'll treat it like a political snow day? I mean, how do we get this day back for our kids?
Yeah, I think it's the latter, George. And I want to read to you, and George Brockler's our guest, a 710 KNUS listener. Appreciate that. So this is from the interim superintendent in Douglas County. Okay. And it came to us yesterday, 4:06 p.m. To back what George is saying. Dear Douglas County School District families, I hope you're enjoying the weekend. I had the privilege of As you may be aware, teachers across Colorado are attending rallies at the state capitol later this week to call for increased education funding. Many districts decided late last week to close school on either Thursday, April 26th, or Friday, April 27th. We've been monitoring time off requests carefully over the last few days. Yesterday, requests increased significantly, so to George's point, on Saturday, this past weekend, such that there are not enough substitutes in the system to cover all classrooms across our district. And this is in bold type. As a result, our neighborhood, magnet, and alternative schools will be closed Thursday, April 26th. District charter schools who manage their own staffing will remain open, operating on a normal schedule. Please look for communication from your school. Please know that this is not a decision we take lightly, and we recognize that this presents challenges for many of our families. However, with over 500 of our educators out, we will simply not be able to provide a safe and effective learning environment for all our students. While many schools will not have students on Thursday, April 26th, it remains an official work day, so any staff members who wish to take the day off must use personal leave. Because we have not had any full snow days this year, there will not be any need to make up the lost school day. Please know that we value all your fantastic DCSD educators in all our schools. The district and the Board of Education have been working hard over the last year to engage in conversation, blah, blah, blah. If you have any questions about how this closure impacts your student, please don't contact me, Aaron Kane. Please reach out to your principal. She didn't say, please don't contact me, but says, reach out to your school's principal. Meantime, the principals are going, I don't know what to say. This is my staff.
Here's the other thing. Have you ever worked for a business like this where you have a vacation day and you can give notice like 3 days in advance, hey, by the way, I'm taking this day off, and if it impedes the mission of your business, too bad, so sad, I'm going to do it? I mean, there's only one time that happens, and that's when you're sick, right? When you're sick, that can't be planned for. I get it. I understand. But you're telling me 500 people pop smoke on the same day and announce, by the way, we're going to cripple the school district by not showing up on Thursday, and the employer is powerless to say, I don't approve your leave. You didn't give me enough advance notice. Are you telling me our school district says you can announce up until the second before you leave you want to take off and we can't do anything? That seems like a pretty silly system. It makes me wonder if the superintendent and the school board aren't like, yes, we agree with this cause, so we'll make them take leave, but we're not going to push back.
Oh,
when
you,
do you get
yes.
to deny people leave?
Of course. I totally agree with that last sentiment. That's exactly how it is. You know, and again, to me, the bottom line is, it's the inconveniencing of parents, especially those, and you still have small kids, they're not driving themselves to school. For me, it's not that big of a deal. I've got almost a 15-year-old and almost an 18-year-old, so it's a little bit different. But I do think about those parents that have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 12-year-old that they're not old enough to stay home alone. Or you know, how many parents, and we'll never know this, George, but how many parents are going to be forced this week to make the decision that maybe this is the first time that Junior stays home alone? It infuriates me. And if you're an educator, try to, and this is not challenging you, please try to explain it to me. And guys like George Brockler, who's running for attorney general, explain where this makes sense on Thursday, and don't tell me it's not about the money, because it's about the money.
Yeah. By the way, this has nothing to do with the AG thing. Listen, my four kids go to public school.
Right.
All right. I'm not one of these candidates that can afford to send my kids to private school and then talk about how we need to improve public school. I need it to be awesome right now. So that's why this matters to me. But I need to hear someone explain to me, someone who is inconveniencing me and my wife, kicking our kids out of school for a day. I need to hear why that was so important. It had to be Thursday instead of on Friday, a day you'd set aside for you.
And that's
like, why does that make sense?
And your example is, George is exactly right. Friday, there was no school in Douglas County this past Friday. They could do it again, George. I'm telling you, they could do it in 40 days. School's out. They could do it on Saturday. They'd get media coverage, because God knows there's nothing that happens usually on the weekends. So they get all the TV cameras. They get all of that. Oh, and then, oh, maybe there's the excuse, well, then the legislators wouldn't be there. It's not going to matter. That's the other thing. This will not matter. This will not matter. What they're doing...
Well, I want to know what the legislation is that's pending that they think they're going to influence. I'll give them this. 40 days from now, the legislature's not in. Okay.
I get
even
it.
Though you and I know that ain't going to make a difference. I understand that argument. I don't understand why they couldn't do it Friday. I want to know what the specific legislation is that's happening. I'd like to know what the superintendent and the principals did about saying, no, I'm not granting you your leave. And here's the other killer for me, and I want these people to get paid more. But are they saying that the quality of the education they currently provide would be improved if they made more money?
Yeah.
Or are they saying better quality teachers will show up to take their jobs? How does paying them more impact the quality of what they're teaching my kids right now? Now, I still think they deserve extra money, but how does that argument impact that? That's Joanne's email, right? Like, hey, we're 42nd in school funding. It must mean we're 42nd in school education performance. That's not true.
Correct.
I want these teachers to get more money, but come on.
Well, to your point, I mean, it makes me think twice, and you and I are not the only ones. In our county, where we live, in Douglas County, we're not the only ones now probably guaranteed thinking twice about, do we want to vote for the next mill levy? Now I get it. I railed on 27J, the people in Brighton. I railed on them because they hadn't passed a mill levy in 17 years. Well, crap like this, man, do I take my words back. Truly. You know how it is, George. We got to take a break, but I'll give you the final comment.
I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, buddy. I love our teachers. Up to this point, I have trusted our teachers and their decision-making, and I want to pay them more. This one right here, next time I see my kids' teachers, and my God, I hope they don't hold it against them. They're great kids. I want to ask, were you one of the ones that forced the school district to shut down? And I want to know from the superintendent, the acting superintendent, what's your role in this?
Amen.
Maybe we got to do a core request, my man. I don't know.
Sounds good. Thank you, George. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
George Brockler, running for attorney general, but here on 710 KNUS today, on Monday, April 23rd, calling as a concerned Douglas County parent. We'll get you a traffic and news update and your calls when we return, 303-696-1971. Hop on board right now. We'll talk about it and continue into the 6 o'clock hour as well. I'm Stephen Tubbs, 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710. Update.
This is David Van Zetter in the 710 newsroom. The suspect in the deadly Toronto van attack is being identified. Multiple U.S. law enforcement officials tell NBC News that the suspect is 25-year-old Alec Manassian. An early theory in the investigation is that Manassian had mental health issues. He may have also once had online discussions with a man who went on a killing spree near the University of California, Santa Barbara in 2014. President Trump says the U.S. needs to crack down on illegal immigration. Trump tweeted this morning that sanctuary city policies are disgraceful. He blamed Democrats and said the U.S. has been naive. Trump also said Mexico must stop people from going through Mexico and into the U.S. He threatened to make it a condition of the new NAFTA agreement. Trump also said Congress must move quickly to approve full funding for a massive border wall. And former President George H.W. Bush is receiving treatment in a Houston hospital for an infection that spread to his blood. A statement from his spokesman says Bush was admitted to Houston Methodist Hospital yesterday morning. The former president is said to be responding to treatment. And in sports, the Colorado Avalanche were eliminated from Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday, losing badly to the Nashville Predators 5-0. And the Rockies dropped one at home yesterday, losing to the Cubs 9-7. They'll be in action again tonight at Coors Field, hosting the Padres. 710 meteorologist Don Day's forecast says partly cloudy skies, with increasingly cloudy skies late in the day, along with the possibility of an occasional shower or thundershower late afternoon or evening. High today around 70, colder tonight around 30 with snow showers. Now here's 710 First Alert Traffic.
The crash is clearing and the traffic lanes are now clear. I-225 northbound at Yosemite, traffic is still backed up from I-25. And it looks like traffic is still moving slowly around another collision, I-25 northbound at I-225, slowing from Dry Creek. And traffic is also moving slowly across I-70 eastbound between Havana and heading out toward I-225. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Karen Johnson, 710 KNUS, First Alert Traffic.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Make the switch to Chevy at Stevenson Chevrolet. Stevenson Chevrolet is a Colorado original. Locally owned and operated for over 55 years, you'll save time and money when you purchase your next Chevy at Stevenson Chevrolet. The 2018 sell down has started, and you'll find the biggest truck discounts of the year at Stevenson Chevrolet. Save over $14,000 on 2018 Silverado crew cabs, over $11,000 on 2018 Silverado double cabs, and over $6,000 on 2018 Colorados. Starting at just $26,999. Work trucks, double cabs, crew cabs, light duty, and heavy duties. With over 175 trucks available, Stevenson has a truck for everyone. Chevy is the most awarded and fastest growing brand the last 4 years overall. Stevenson Chevrolet is Denver's oldest Chevrolet dealer with a reputation.